Blog Talk Radio.
You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View. First Lady Point of View.
You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View. First Lady Point of View.
Culture, music, news, reviews. You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View.
You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View. First Lady Point of View.
Tapped in, yeah, we always on time. First Lady Felicia K on the line. Wanna know what's poppin'? Tap in for the scoop. On all the hot topics. The latest fashion, new music reviews. The hottest artists and exclusive interviews. You came to the right spot. First Lady on deck, keep it locked.
Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Tuned in.
First Lady Point of View. First Lady Point of View.
You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View. First Lady Point of View.
Culture, music, news, reviews. You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View.
You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View.
It's the First Lady Point of View.
Yes, you are tuned into the First Lady Point of View, and I am your host, the First Lady Felicia K. First and foremost, I want to say, have a great week, everybody, or happy Wednesday, whichever you prefer me to say today. You know, I'm in Sacramento, so I don't know, I'm a little bit in my bag today. We had a couple of shootings over the weekend, one of which resulted in the death of a 9-year-old little girl. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later on in the broadcast. But without further ado, I'm going to get on the record. We do have a special guest today, and I'm going to tell you all about that shortly. But as of right now, here's your first record of the day. And it is by none other than Fast Life featuring 50 Cent. Yes. And this is Get Where You Wanna Go. All right, check it out and enjoy.
I'll take you wherever you like, baby.
FL.
Where you wanna go?
50 Cent.
I'm going on tour. You wanna come with me? I travel a lot, you know? Join me.
Come on. She got a fat ass and she smokes sour. We started with 50 Cent.
50 Cent.
Now we got the coast and the power.
Power.
I take you to Paris just to see the Eiffel Tower. I ain't dumb. I take you to Africa just to see where we came from. Must be stone.
Stone.
She took a red bottom door on the way home. She's driving barefooted like a Flintstone. Only grease you know is fish grease.
Grease.
But I take you to Greece.
Grease.
To see some grease.
Grease.
Spikes in my sneaks.
Sneaks.
Louboutin.
Oh.
You got it going on. Shaped like a Coke bottle. I even sold Coke to models. I even took you to the hood when they shooting with them hollows.
Dang.
We ain't got to go to a zoo to see a kangaroo. We can play checkers and vodka.
Yeah, I'm gonna take you wherever I go. Even off on tour, I'll show you things you never seen before. Shorty, let me rap to you, rap to you. Shorty, let me rap to you. I'm gonna take you wherever I go. Even off on tour, I'm ready cause I came right no more.
Yo, I got left back, but I still went hard. My bitch was badder than my report card.
Damn.
Yeah, I got dope in the gutters. I can fly you first class from winter to the summer.
Woo.
Even though we argue like we got beef. You the reason why men cheat. Literally, I wanna do you in Italy. Lean like the Tower of Pisa, double cup. She wanna always get high, she wanna fuck. I told her in Japan I got fans with nunchucks. Then she take her clothes off like she smoked dust. Just me and you, it's only us. 7 continents we can visit. They mad you gave me the digits. Where you wanna go?
Be Pacific.
You can have whatever you like. Diamonds and pearls. Now you're my girl. You wanna travel around the world?
Come on, take you wherever I go. Even off on tour, I'll show you things you never seen before. Shorty, let me rap to you, rap to you. Shorty, let me rap to you. I'm gon' take you wherever I go. Even off on tour, I'm ready cause I came right no more.
Yes. Shout out to Fast Life down in the Boogie Down Bronx and 50 Cent. As you all know, he's from Queens. Yep. I want to thank them for blessing me with that record. And it is an exclusive. You heard it here first. All right. Well, without further ado, we have a special guest today. And he goes by the name of Lyric. So here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Lyric, welcome to the show.
Hey,
how are you?
What's up? Thank you for having me. I'm doing well.
Are you
about yourself?
I'm pretty good, man. So I want to talk to you a little bit. We're going to jump right into it. Are you in Texas right now, correct?
Yes, I'm in Houston.
That's what I thought. Okay. But you are originally from Oakland, right?
No, I'm originally from Sacramento.
Oh, okay. I don't know why Oakland. Probably because Marlin and – okay, okay. So I
yes,
didn't know
ma'am.
That you was
Sacramento.
Yeah, Well, hey, we relatives. All right.
Yeah.
So,
9-1 sickness.
So, yeah. So tell me what landed you in Houston? You've been out there for like a decade almost, right?
Yeah, I've been out here for a minute. What it was I had been out there all my life, and I guess I really just was riding around one day, and I was like, I needed a change of scenery, so I came out here on a whim, and I've been out here ever since. That was right around when the economy crashed, so I kind of dodged the bullet. You know, the big housing crash.
Yeah.
And everybody was doing those subprime loans. Yeah, I moved just before that happened, so I kind of dodged the bullet because the economy in Houston, it never really took a hit. You know, there's oil refineries here, so it can function on its own as its own economy. So,
wow. So you mean to tell me you went out on faith?
Yeah. I sold everything I had. I was a kid. I sold everything I had, and I came out here with two bags, and I'm winning now.
You know what? They say when it's for you, it's for you, and you got to walk by faith and not by sight. Now, that's a prime example of when you do, it worked, man. That's what's up. Well, congratulations to you on that for doing that, and look, it's working for you because you've been out there and you've been stable for a long time. But I was wondering, like, I know he in Texas, he don't seem like he ever came back this way. So tell me, where did the Oakland tie come in at? Where I don't know why I'm getting Oakland to play.
Is it
just solely because of Marlin, or I said, where did the Oakland tie come into play?
Oh, my mom is from East Oakland. She was actually a part of the Black Panther Party growing up. So I got a lot of family that's originally from East Oakland. So that might be where the ties come from. But me personally, I've never lived in Oakland I just visited it as a kid. But I grew up in Sacramento.
Okay, that's what's up. So you took a break from the music
ma'am.
For a while, correct?
Yes, ma'am. I have an autistic son, and I take care of him full time. So that's more important to me than music. You know what I mean? So I had to get him straight, and now he's on cruise control. I can get back into the habit of things, you know, to doing what I want to do. Sometimes you got to do what's important. I have priorities. So
yeah,
that's
you have to do what
break.
You have to do before you can do what you want to do. How old is your baby?
There you go. He's 10 now.
Okay. Well, I want to salute you. I have a 19. Well, he's 18. He'll be 19 this month on the 13th. My son has autism as well, so we have that in common. He'll be all right. It's about consistency and keeping him on a regimen.
Yep,
a regimen and a schedule. And they definitely always come first. You just can't interrupt their routine. If you keep their routine and the consistency going, it'll all work itself out. What's up? I didn't know that about you. I admire that in you. Yeah, because I know what it takes
to
get them to that certain point.
Mm-hmm. And it's been a long road, but now he's flowering. You know what I mean? So it's very. I love watching him grow. But at the same time, he needed that consistency, so I put the music on the back burner. And, you know, I never stopped writing or anything, but there's a lot when you're doing albums and you're trying to do shows and stuff like that. So I put that to the side. I kept writing always, and took care of my son first.
That's what's up. So as far as the writing, you write, so do you produce as well, or you just, you kind of just stay in the lane of writing in the artistry part of it?
See, what it is it's all about having time to do the stuff. Now, I can make beats. I did the beat to the song that I sent you, the I Got Hustle with Yuck. I did that beat, but I don't have time to just sit and do beats and write songs, do the artist and do the engineering. You know, I got to pick one, and I chose the artistry. So I don't do beats so much, but if I need to do a beat, I can do a beat.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
so
you know what?
I do. I produce, yes, but that's not what I want to do.
Okay. No, I respect that, because really right now it's a saturation of what I call lane mergers. It's where everybody, it's not even about this. It's everybody want to be seen so bad till it's not even about, you can tell when it's not necessarily what they want to do with certain things, is what's popular. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that just in case this. And I'm just a firm believer in pick what you really love and nourish that, because only what you nourish is going to grow. And if you all over the place, you get it gets something ain't getting water. You know what I'm saying? Unless you got, like you
exactly.
said, the time to dedicate to all of it, just all the time. That way you're going to get a for sure quality of work, right? That's one thing. But we know you got other things in life going on that take the front seat to that. Or even if you, like you said, I'd rather just do the artistry. If you got one of those things that's more important to you, I'm just a firm believer in nourish that. Me personally, I just feel that it shows when a person is just grasping at straws, like, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this. It shows to me. Now, like I said, you got a couple of people that really can conquer two or three lanes. When it all goes together, though, if it all goes together and you can conquer all those things, great. But when you're saying, I'm a rapper, I'm a drummer, I'm a singer, I'm a radio host, I got a podcast, I'm a surfer, I do engineering, I do wigs, all of that in one thing, it shows, because something is not getting nourished. So you can tell. So I definitely respect your mindset on that. Now, as far as I got a couple of songs for you that we already got in rotation here that I've been playing. I'm going to get on one, and then we're going to talk about each record as I play it. And I think I'm going to start with, since you mentioned it, I'm going to start with I Got Hustle by Yuck. We're going to get that on, and you're going to stick around, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about this record shortly, okay?
Okay. I'm with that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here it is. Without further ado, this is a lyric. You go by this lyric, right?
Lyric, Jason's lyric, either or.
Yeah, because I usually just call you Lyric, and I thought, but I know he goes by Jason's Lyric, but mostly everything with your title on there, it had lyrics, so I wanted to make sure I had that right. All right, so here it is.
Mm-hmm.
Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, this is none other than Lyric featuring Yuck Mouth with I Got Hustle. Check it out and enjoy the ride.
Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I got hustle.
Yeah, swag up.
I'm trying to get it, man. Hitting traffic head on, never been afraid. To know it all, they don't listen, so they missing gang. Promise I'd be lying if I said I wasn't entertained. I'm getting money while you dummies out here getting played. She got you open looking thumper, trying to Twitter pay. I went to London just to cop a little real estate. Now I'm rarely in the States, up and had to integrate. Passport hit the gate, fresh up off the interstate. Roadblocks really only make a nigga innovate. Swear to God, bro, I'm all about percentage rates. If we can flip the cake, bet you I'll
participate. Your life limits, help me turn it into lemonade. Let me reiterate the thriller that I generate. The hugs in the bones got me feeling great. And I'ma get it till I'm on or I'm in the grave. I got hustle, I'm trying to get it for show. You boy on the mission, trying to get on some more. I got hustle, if you need it, I can get it for low. By any means, just to get a nigga foot in the dough. I got hustle, I'm a mask for real. All I wanna do is get the cash and chill. I got hustle, get the money, use some craft and skill. Hitting corners in the jack, see the cat in the wheel. I got hustle.
Zilla, I wake up before the sun up. Loading my gun up, coke in the pot, I'm whipping one up. Get it to my runners, got choppers for all my gunners. In that mustard color Hummer, we did it for 10 summers. Look, it's the number one stunner, who got them birds, man? Been a hot boy since you be lurking and murking. Now I'm quarter mill in the Birkin just for the purchase. Your brick ain't got stamps on it, that shit.
I'm a hustler, baby.
Jay-Z and Pharrell, the streets watching. I can eyeball the work without a scale. Doing it well like LL. I rock bell, send it well to your inbox, nigga. You got mail. I'm a hustler, nigga. You're just a customer. Started from a double up, now I'm copping a double dutch. Bus loads and motherships like Parliament. Buffalo Diamond Cardi list. We gon' fall again.
I'm trying to get it to show. You boy on the mission, trying to get on some more. I got hustle, if you need it, I can get it for low. By any means, just to get a nigga foot in the dough. I got hustle, I'm a mask for real. All I wanna do is get the cash and chill. I got hustle, get the money, use crap and skill. Hitting cones in the jack, see the cat in the wheels. I got hustle, the hustle's in my bloodline. I'm the go-to guy when it's clutch time. And I swear, nigga, beastin' with the punchline. Caught them all sleeping, bro, we eatin' like it's lunchtime. I'm on the front line, cautious to the one time. Nowadays, niggas getting shot up over dumb lies. Shine like the sunrise, never really tongue-tied. So what if I'm always walking around like it's tough time? You was flossin' all them dollars for that one bribe. Then you up in Carter talking to that one guy. Keep the love life, I'ma get my funds right. While you on the climb, gotta watch out for the mudslide. T.O.P. Taylor, he was running like his thug life. Then he messed around and threw away his one life. I got the vision, ain't no slipping in my blood type. And I don't spend it if the ending ain't the upside. I got hustle, I'm trying to get it to show. You boy on the mission, trying to get on some more. I got hustle, if you need it, I can get it for low. By any means, just to get a nigga foot in the dough. I got hustle, I'm a mask for real. All I wanna do is get the cash and chill. I got hustle, get the money, use some craft and skill. Hitting corners in the jack, see the cat in the wheels. I got hustle.
You boy on the mission, trying to get him some more.
I got hustle. I got hustle, I'm a mask for real. All I wanna do is get the cash and chill. I got hustle, get the money, use the craft and skill. Hitting corners in the jack, see the cat in the wheels. I got hustle.
Yes, indeedy, that was none other than Lyric featuring Yuck Mouth with I Got Hustle. I really like that record. I didn't know you produced a beat on that. That actually go hard, I don't know. I don't know, Dwight. I don't know, man. I need to take a little time.
Yeah, we coming. You gotta give it a chance.
Yeah. So, how you end up doing that record? What made you get stuck on that when you heard the beat and said, "Oh, this is a Yuck Mouth record"? Or did you already solicit him for the beat? For the verse, and then you found the right beat to compliment his style.
Really what it is the concept is so easy, anybody could have been on the record, but you know, Yuck is a blessing on the record. I feel like he's one of the most lyrically artists doing it. Like, he's a legend in my eyes. I grew up in Cali, so I grew up on all the Loonies and, you know, the Brother Lynch's and the E-40s. I mean the real E-40s, not the Ghetto Report card forward. I mean the Ghetto Report card before that, you know, in a major way. The E-40 people don't really know about where he's spitting. You know, it's straight game in those albums. So I can go all the way down to Looney Corleone. I could list it out. But anyway, I grew up in Northern Cali and Sacramento, Highlands area. So I just hollow tip, like, I know him personally, you know what I mean? I used to live with him. So I got ties to this music, and I just feel like Yuck Mouth was a he's a legend. He's a hip hop legend to me. So I did a competition in Austin a few years back, and I had him come out and be one of the judges. It was like a hip hop competition, and ever since I just had ties with him, and the good business led to the verse. You know what I mean? And he does straight good business, so
it just happened. I've worked with Yuck a lot. Yeah, I worked with Yuck a lot in the past, and when I first got into like radio real heavy, he was one of the first. I used to host shows, a lot of shows for him. When he was like coming back out outside of the Loonies, and I was hosting a lot of shows, and then that led to when I started doing radio in LA, he was like one of the first. Yeah, I got you. And any outlet I had, he would always be a guest and give me that exclusive interview and give me exclusive music. Him, Money D as well. He was one that came through and blessed me, no problem. Be Legit. It was a lot of them. So yeah, the Bay. Shout out to the Bay, man. They solid. They really helped me in the beginning.
That dude does good business.
Yeah,
that dude does good business, and he wrote the verse in less than. I mean, it was super fast. I couldn't believe how fast he wrote the verse. So
yeah, great
shout
work
out to Yuck. Yeah, we killed it, and I'm gonna be doing some more songs with him. But I got to get some of these other cats on it because. I'm from the golden era of hip hop. Like that's what I value. Like the new stuff, it's a few cats that I you know, I can vibe with.
But it's
lyrical.
Hard to pick through
but,
it. Yeah, it's hard to pick through it and find a good one though. It's hard. Like it's almost like pulling teeth. Yeah, we from the same
era. I guess I'm
of
stuck
the
in
music.
The 90s.
Yeah, well, I don't
care.
I
guess I'm stuck
I used
in
to
the
try
90s.
To fight that when people would say, y'all gotta get out that 90s mindset. And you know what? I decided, you know what, with my brand, I'm gonna just stick to that. Because that's what I do. Like my style of music that I like and that I spin is mostly I deal with some newer cats, but that's my what I like. And then as far as like the R&B and the soul, I'm with 70s and the 80s and the 90s as well. But the hip hop is definitely 90s all the way. Some of the early 2000s, yeah, as well. But the 90s, it's the best. It's the best era. Now, since you brought up those Bay Area cats and Sacramento cats, this is a question that I ask every artist that's on the show. All right, now, who is your top five favorite, dead or alive? It don't matter what order. You don't have to put them in an order, but off the top of your head, who was your top five? And if you got a bonus of number six, slide that in as well. Go.
Oh, man, you're going to do that to me. Okay. All right. number one in my book, always, it's the reason I started rapping, is Tupac. Period, point blank, and I'm not going to say it's because he's the most lyrical, because he's not, and he wasn't, but he was the most poetic.
He had the best work ethic.
He was the most inspiring, you know what I mean? Like Pac, everybody in the world, it's people in Africa wearing Tupac shirts still. Nobody left a footprint like him. So he's number one. Number two, I'm going to give it to Biggie. And I'm going to give it to Biggie because he's super lyrical. His wordplay is phenomenal. And I don't feel like he got a chance to flower like he could have.
Yeah,
he only
one
dropped
album,
two albums,
yeah,
and
one
of them
well,
was when he
was
dead.
Yeah, that's
you
what
know,
I was going to
so
say. One album
that
he was living in, too. Yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't even know he dropped. If he dropped the third one, I had been off of Biggie after the second one, so.
No. He
okay,
only had
so
the two. He had one in life and one after.
Yeah. But, okay. Yep. So he had two. That lit life after death. Yep. That one was cool to me. I didn't really get into that one. But that the first one, I still jam that. So
Notorious.
I still jam that first album. That Juicy Fruit. You know, these are classic records. So, He's two. Three. Oh man. Oh, E-40.
Okay, E-40, I was gonna say, wait a minute now. I knew that had to be coming.
yeah, he's coming. I'm gonna tell you why. He's the most underrated. A lot of the slang and our phrases and words come from him, and he don't get
that
enough credit or homage.
Absolutely. Exactly. A lot of stuff
now,
in our culture. Yes, everybody don't realize this, but a lot of the slang in our culture is E-40 started it.
Yeah, he don't get it. He don't get his credit. He is the originator of slang, and that's what people need to understand. Like, he need his credit. He should be way more famous and way more hotter than he is, because a lot of that slang come out of Northern California from him, and he don't get his credit. So he's number three. Number four, I'm going to have to go back to the East Coast. I'm going to have to give it to Jay-Z.
Okay.
And earlier Jay-Z. I say Blueprint 2. No. The Life and Times of Sean Carter, Volume 2 with Hard Knock Life.
Okay.
Earlier. Like, the Life and Times, Volume 1, that jams from track 1 all the way down. So that's 4. 5, I'm going to give it to, for me, Scarface. And not because he's lyrical, but because his message and his voice. Now, I got ties with him down here. I actually know Devin the Dude, too. I'm going to be doing a record with him. So I'll be getting that to you shortly,
too.
Oh, yeah,
that's what's up. I love them. I don't know if you know that, but those are, like, a part of my tribe. A lot of people don't even mention Scarface or Devin the Dude. So shout out. He's one of my all-time favorites, like, ever to touch a microphone.
Yeah, Devin's next.
Scarface, period.
Devin's 6. Devin's number 6 because he's underrated too. Like, that first The Dude album, the whole album jams.
Devin
the Dude.
Yes.
You know, say what you want, know you grown. Man, Devin is jamming.
You are like a real hip hop historian like myself. I respect it.
I'm real hip hop. So Devin's 6. Number 7, I'm going to have to bring it back to the West Coast. But it's more like, I'm going to say Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
He's number 7 for me. That dude is talented. Like, that dude, he's one of the modern day era rappers that can, he's spitting.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give it to him. He's number, that's, we at 8?
Yeah.
We at 8.
If you got one
9.
More, throw it in there.
I'm trying not to forget nobody. Yuck is in my top 10. Yuck is number 9. And I'll actually put Yuck before, what's his name, who I just said?
Devin.
Man, I can't even remember. Yeah. I'll put him before Devin and Scarface. Yuck, because Yuck be spitting. When he left
Yuck,
the Loonies,
Yuck is not. Yuck ain't no game now. That boy is a little.
No, he ain't. He ain't.
Passing.
That's why I was a little timid at first to send him the track. I had to make sure I was coming with it because I knew, like, he was gonna eat 16. He was gonna eat it up. So I had to really, you know what I mean? Like, do my thing. You can't. That's like Jay-Z when he got Eminem, and that's number 10 is Eminem. But when he got Eminem on Renegade, you remember Renegade?
Yes.
And Eminem just ripped them all up all over the song, and he made the beat.
Yeah, but it happens sometime, though. It be like that, you know? Yeah.
He ate his lunch on Renegade.
Okay, so you got a nice solid list. Okay, so now we're going to get into this. This is what I always ask after. Out of those artists that you named, you already got Yuck, and then you already got Devin the Dude you're going to be working with, so we are going to exclude them, all right? Out of everybody you just named, who would you want to work with right now today?
I don't really have any rappers that I would wanna really, like, nowadays. It'd be more like a R&B cat to complement the rap and the, you know what I mean? I wouldn't really wanna, cause rappers is singing their own hooks these days. In the 90s, you get the R&B singer and let them sing the hook. But nowadays, everybody wanna sing, and, you know, remember
and
what
that's
you were saying
not
about
always
staying
good,
in your
though.
Lanes.
Right.
No.
That's what I'm saying, because that's not always good. Sometimes it works. If you a great cat, it could work. future, if it works for future. But that's not for everybody. It ain't for everybody, and it just it low-key, how do I say this? In my humblest opinion, I'll say this, the mess of the whole song. You hear a song and you think, okay, this kind of go. You be vibing to it, and then all of a sudden the artist that's rapping starts singing and auto-tunes and all of that. You think, okay, now they're ready to go right there. Trash the whole thing. It's a mess, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
And like I said, don't get me wrong. It worked for some people. In the auto-tune, it could be a great thing in the right place at the right time of a song. The right artist, but it's definitely not for everybody. It's just not.
Everybody trying to be Roger and Zap. You can't, you know, you got to know how to do that. You can't. I feel exactly what you're saying. So everything in good taste, you know, but some people just overdo it.
Yeah, that lane merger, man, it's not always the best idea. I tell you that much.
Right.
It's not. Well, we're going to get into another record, you guys. We got another record from Lyric, and this one is called Go See the World. I really like this record, and Island Life, that's one of my favorites as well. But as of right now, we're going to get on Go See the World, and then after that, we got a couple more records coming from Lyric down in Houston, Texas, by the way of Sacramento, California. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, in the 916, he's one of our own. So make sure you guys get these songs in your life, and at the end of the show, I'm going to have to tell you how you could do that, all right? So, without further ado, here is our next record, and it is called Go See the World. Check it out and enjoy the ride.
Ride. Moved on to. Ride. Turn me up in my left headphone. All right. I'm motivated. Took the red pill, woke up out the matrix. Got my papers now, it's on the different places. And now I see what they were saying about the changes. I'm agitated all the time that I done wasted. The constant aggravation that I take and where I'm staying. I get to them real, I don't deal with the plane. Used to pay the bills, now the bills hit the state. Blood, sweat, and tears from the kid education. Feminism got you niggas giving out donations. Used to try and deal, I don't still got the patience. Make a living through my vivid illustrations. Talent God given, trying to get my compensation. A couple meals just to get a little Jason. You cats spinning, trying to get to the relation.
Yeah.
But at the time, you only getting conversation.
I'm on real different places. Big vacations, ain't no more sitting here waiting. That's been my patience, my inspiration. In different nations, some just don't get the basics. No sense explaining, go see the world.
Now I'm worldwide, in the clouds looking down on them bird's eye. Cat's chicken like they're sitting in some stir fry. Out of broken hearted cause she shot you to the curbside. Spinning wheels only get a nigga her pride. And I guess you didn't learn from the first time. Nowadays I don't let them get the third strike. Promise you I nip it in the bud at the first sight. Shotty looking for a sucker with a searchlight. Trying to eat a nigga pockets like a termite. Hard lessons got me flexing on the turnpike. Acting like I owe her, but I'm guessing she ain't her right. I'm all abroad and was loving it at first sight. Why you stressing, bro? I'm dreading the return flight. Feminism got them thinking it's a birthright. Dictating leeches out of thinking like a third right.
I'm on two different places.
Hey.
Big vacations, ain't no more sitting here waiting. That's in my nation, my inspiration. In different nations, some just don't get the basics. No sense explaining, go see the world.
Oh, yes, that's Go See the World. Tell me a little bit about that record. How did that come about?
Well, that record came about when I finally got my passport.
Okay.
That was like my liberation. So it's like I was and Island Life. So it's
okay.
Like I was sitting on the beach when I wrote both of those records.
Okay, well,
drinking
we're
on my drinks with the umbrellas and the Coronas with the limes, you know, I was feeling
good about it. Yeah, I'm not mad.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at it, man, because it's a struggle to get to that point in life, and once you get there, it is definitely like a liberation, if you will, man. Well, since you brought it up, we're going to get Island Life right on. Who produced that last record, Go See the World, by the way?
I did.
Now, wait a minute. Now, let me find out who out here wilding on this production talk about I don't got time.
I'd rather write songs or play my guitar, you know, like stuff like that. I don't like sitting down making beats. I don't.
But what happened to these beats that you made that are so dope? Was it like just you was in a mood one day and you just happened to put them out, or was it sporadic? Like, did you just kind of hear it or say, I'm going to make a beat today?
A lot of these beats are old. They're like from a time when I was, you know, I'd sit up at night and produce beats all night. But now it's like I'd rather just write songs. So I have a lot of beats in my catalog that I can just pull out. You know, because when I was going hard, I mean, I was mashing. So now I just go to the vault like, okay, let me see what I got. Go see the world.
That's, you know what's interesting about that? That's the difference in seasonal music and timeless music. Because you pulling stuff out the vault, but it hit right now. So that's the difference. Like, that's a good thing. So, yes, salute to that, man.
It.
That's what's up.
Yes,
well,
man.
Here it is, guys. We're going to get on the next one. This one is called, you know, it's only right. We're going back to back to make it all make sense to you. Island Life, man. That's what's up. Check it out and enjoy the ride.
Let's go.
Slicing to the rhythm of the beat. Women standing all around me like some palm trees. Women standing all around me like some palm trees. Sun rays stand on my feet. Ocean slicing to the rhythm of the beat. Women standing all around me like some palm trees. Women standing all around me like some palm trees.
I just touched down and I'm amped up. Got my camera, passport stamped up. Great Alexander. Caught a plane from the H to Atlanta. Now I'm out of state eating grapes and bananas. Pretty white sand, stripper steak and cabana. Worldwide, homie, got a state in Nevada. Man, I couldn't catch a break in the state, so I left her. Dear John letter for clear, calm weather. Feet kicked up, so I feel a lot better. Lil' mama bad, but I will not let her. Speaking no English, she don't understand never. I don't trick nan none, so I still got cheddar. Corona with the line, so refined, I don't sweat her. Pop it one time like a 9, a Beretta. I'ma live like tomorrow is the end of forever. For now, I'ma chill, smoke a kill or whatever.
Sun rays, stand on my feet. Ocean slicing to the rhythm of the beat. Women standing all around me like some palm trees. Women standing all around me like some palm trees. Sun rays, stand on my feet. Ocean slicing to the rhythm of the beat. Women standing all around me like some palm trees. Women standing all around me like some palm trees.
Last thing I remember, mama, I glazed over. Palm trees stripping at them, trying to play poker. Stress-free living, got me dying draped over. Woke up with a dime, trying to grind, break rota. Told me she my property, I'm not a slave owner. Mama got body like a Chevrolet motor. Knowing me and Dub, we about to take over. Lyrically, I'm fire, kinda like a flamethrower. Yeah, vacation ain't over. My tie sipping, sitting in Range Rover. Damn near forgetting my lick, I can't hold it. Dodge the hangover, now I'ma stay sober. Fresh caught lobster, steak, and grape sodas. Times with the monsters, fame, it ain't for us. Air really notice, it's never the same motion. Still the same focus, never the same motives.
Sun rays, stand on my feet. Ocean slicing to the rhythm of the beat. Women standing all around me like some palm trees. Women standing all around me like some palm trees. Sun rays, stand on my feet. Ocean slicing to the rhythm of the beat. Women standing all around me like some palm trees. Women standing all around me like some palm trees. Sun rays, stand on my feet. Ocean slicing to the rhythm of the beat. Women standing all around me like some palm trees. Women standing all around me like some palm trees. Sun rays, stand on my feet. Ocean splashing to the rhythm of the beat. Women standing all around me like some palm trees. Women standing all around me like some palm trees.
Do indeedy. That was Island Life by none other than Lyric. I'm sorry about that breakup, you guys. That was me. That was my bad. Oh, man. Well, I want you to tell me a little bit about the instruments you play. I know that you said you play guitar. Do you play other instruments outside of guitar, or is that the only instrument you play?
That's the instrument that I'm the most fluid in, is the guitar. That's my first love, is the guitar. I've been playing the guitar for over 12 years. So guitar first.
I
can play the keys a little bit by ear, but it takes, you know, I can hear well, so I can mimic sound. I can, if I hear it, if give me enough time, I can sit there and pick it out on the piano. I can play the drums pretty well and the bass. So I can play a few instruments, but not fluidly. But the guitar, I can play whatever. I can play country, folk music. Got a few
folk
songs.
That's what's up. I think that's dope, though. I like that. That's what's up. So what made you get into guitar? Was it something that you just always wanted to do since you were little, or you just kind of, it kind of called you?
Well, I've always been exposed to, like, a wide range of music. I grew up on a farm outside of Sacramento in the Citrus Heights area. So I grew up on a farm with 14 acres. We had all the animals. I didn't do the typical stuff that dudes my age, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12, in our community normally do. I was cutting grass. I was chopping wood and plowing fields and feeding cows, and, you know, I was doing stuff, fixing fences and stuff like that. So that's why my work ethic is the way it is. Exactly. I was getting cultured. I was exposed to all that. So, and I also learned those skills. You know what I mean? So it's like our generation was on the cusp of, like, the modern generation. If technology goes out tomorrow, a lot of people are going to die. We know what it's like to have. We know what it's like to have the old way and the new way, so we're kind of blessed because we have an arsenal. We're good, but our parents, like our parents and grandparents, they don't know about the internet and all that stuff. And, you know, I had to teach my grandmother how to get a Facebook account. So we're kind of blessed, but
absolutely, I feel like we are.
Yeah. So. The guitar comes from that, you know, the farm life. My stepdad, he was a cowboy. He introduced me to Jim Croce. Like, I still listen to Jim Croce to this day, and that's kind of odd. But those are some of the songs I learned on the guitar, you know, and I've been playing ever since. So I never stopped. Like, I have discipline. I can sit in front of the TV and watch cartoons and practice my scales and stuff. So. Now I'm teaching my son how to play the guitar.
And he's going to watch. He's going to flourish at it. That's something about.
He sings.
Something about that autism and the gift of the sound and the music and the putting it together and the rhythm of it all. That is definitely their lane. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
It's a sensory thing, too, with the vibrations and all that. So, yeah, he loves it. Like, and he's interested, so. I'm not forcing him to do it, but he wants to do it, so I'm showing him.
I know. God bless you, man. I know. I already know. And it's actually, you got to nourish it. It's not forcing them. You got to keep it coming because it's what they want. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, man, that is so dope. I mean, we can do a whole nother show about you talking about that and have my undivided attention. That's something that I'm passionate about. So what's coming with you? Do you got are you gonna put out a whole album or what you doing? What's going on with you in the right now?
Right now I'm contemplating. I don't think I want to do a whole album right now. I think there's a lot that goes into an album. You know, the emotional stress and the workload. And so what I was thinking is I might just release a single every month.
You're not the only one doing that. Like, a couple of my major connections that I deal with, everybody is saying that. I don't know if it's due to just the altitude, the climate of the world right now. Everybody is just in a place where I promise you, probably like the 10th person that told me from indie to mainstream friends of mine that are all saying, you know what, First Lady, I'm not even in an album mindset. I'm just going to keep dropping singles and videos here and there and just do it that way. So I respect that. I mean, if you know you're not mentally in a space where I'm going to give it 110%, the quality of it all, you know, that's the difference. But that's a generational thing, too, because it's interesting because mostly everybody that's in that space where you are right now are like my veteran folks, you know, that's like been doing this, that's got the accolades, and they all in that same space right now. So that's what's up. I say do what makes sense. It's always quality over quantity anyway. So, you know.
Right, right. You know, a lot of people aren't able to live life right now. It's weird how we're living life right now. Like, we're stuck in our houses, but we can go out a little bit, but we can't really go out. We got to wear masks. You can't really see people. You know, it's hard. The world is different right now. So I think everybody's on idle just waiting for it to pass so we can get back to living. You know, you can't create new content. Content for me is like it's like the best songs are written when your emotions are flowing. And that's how I use, that's my terminology behind it. So I try to surf that wave of emotions. That's when I let my emotions flow through the pen. And whenever I'm upset or happy or however I'm feeling, whenever I'm feeling some kind of way, that's when I write the best songs. So, and when you're not able to live life, you can't, those feelings are kind of, constricted or they're, you got to contain them in a box. You can't live life the way that we're supposed to live life.
You can't. And it's taking a toll on all of us, man. I was just telling a friend of mine, she was saying to ask me last night, well, how's it going for you work wise? And I'm like, you know what? One thing is I can't complain. I'm not missing no checks. I'm not in my regular workspace. Everything is like, you got it. We tapping in via Zoom. We doing recording that content, sending it in, and all of that. That, see, I'm a person like you, obviously, in the sense of I have to be out and in it and just moving around in it. You get your rawest emotion from me that way. I need to be in the building, in the studio. My content is different when I'm going live from in the building versus, okay, I have to tape all these shows and send them in. It takes a toll because I just don't feel like it's all the way authentic that way. But hey, it is what it is. Most people don't even know that that's what we're doing until I tell them, but I know. And it's not our norm. It's my norm. And I definitely respect where you're coming from with that because you just don't feel like it's, I don't know. I don't know if genuine is the right word to use, but it just feels like, it feels weird. it's a lot.
Well, I'm out next month, masked up. I'm going out of the country, so I'm trying to get back to living, you know, safely as possible. But it's hard, man. It's hard right now.
So you going on a vacation, or are you just taking a break in general?
I'm going for both. Even if I just go and I just unplug for the week. That's cool with me. I don't care if I stay in the house, the space I'm renting. I don't care if I just stay there and I don't have to talk to nobody. I don't have to work. I don't have to be a dad for a week. You know what I mean? Like, I need a break. I need to unplug.
Oh, man, absolutely. Self-care is vital.
Yeah, so I'm going to do a little bit of work, but I got a clothing line for women that I'm working on right now. I'm actually dropping it next month. It's called Eye Candy, and I got
that's
a couple models. Yeah, I got a couple models I'm going to be shooting where I'm going. I'm actually going to Colombia. Medellin.
Okay, you're doing like
so,
a destination shoot.
No. I'm just doing a photo shoot for my webpage.
Okay.
And then I'll run my ads and everything through Instagram and stuff like that. But I need, you know, I need some nice models in. I got some models here, but my cousin lives down there anyway, so I'm going down there to parlay a little bit, but I'm going to mix a little bit of business in too. So, you know, I don't know if I might want to retire down there either or have me a little spot. if you ever get a chance.
You won't know until you go. Yeah, you won't know until you go down there and see, man. I say live a little. Mm-hmm. Go out there and check it out. You never know. That might be where the spirit is moving you to next. You just never know. But we're going to get on another record because we got two more records to go, and I definitely want everybody to check them out. This one is featuring that guy, and this one is called Find a Way. We're going to talk about this one a little bit after we get it on. I want you to tell me about how you guys came up with the concept and all of that good stuff. Sound good to you?
Yeah. All right,
here you go. Without further ado, and this is called Find a Way, and this is Lyric featuring that guy. Check it out and enjoy the ride.
Don't matter, man. I'ma do what I can to overcome it. You know, head above water. I can see dry land. I'm going hard like I'm flat broke. Cause I'm in it for the pen, it in the cash flow. Told cuz I'ma kill it if the track dope. Man, my mama always said I was the natural H-Town Astro. Let you tell it, I'm my asshole. Got a mile itching, they addicted to my crack smoke. Class act and I barely went to class though. Bet they never saw me at the back though. Shows out of sack though. Cash flow valley where my homies all nutty. The ass so badly. Crafty, never see me stuck on hesitation. Known to keep it moving like the breakdown, breakdown. Like feet, don't fail me now, cause I find a way. Hey, in the blizzard of the rain, it's the riches, I ain't in it for the fame. I'll find a way. Picture vivid in my brain, see the vision, and I put it in the play. I'ma find a way. Till they put me in the grave, I'ma get it and solidify the name. I'ma find a way. I'ma hit it out the park, shit flow so retarded. They just had to underestimate the smart kid. Find bargain, level your whole department. Hey, you know I love me in private, they can market. A light of the old carpet, flow so fire, light up the whole darkness. Cause Lyric, he ain't heartless. Competition missing, we slaughtered him like the sergeant. Go getting in the midst of chasing. Dude mad, walk past and his chick was waving. Your boy going harder than a brick to pavement. Cause every time I spit it, bet this shit's amazing. Like feet, don't fail me now, cause I find a way. Hey, in the blizzard of the rain, it's the riches, I ain't in it for the fame. I'll find a way. Picture vivid in my brain, see the vision, and I put it in the play. I'ma find a way. Till they put me in the grave, I'ma get it and solidify the name. I'ma find a way.
Even if it's all bad, I'ma get it how I want, don't ask. Never trip over shit like that. Looking at my eyes, know it lit like that. It's a different conversation. Now you never been the one to fucking say shit. But if you're gonna run your mouth about the same shit, know that I'ma fucking make it out the basement. Till I cash out in the wrist by me. Till the money coming in without timing. Till my family stops worrying about the same shit. Say the fuck in my face about some fake shit.
Like feet, don't fail me now, cause I'll find a way. Hey, in the blizzard of the rain, it's the riches, I ain't in it for the fame. I'll find a way. Picture vivid in my brain, see the vision, and I put it in the play. I'ma find a way. Till they put me in the grave, I'ma get it and solidify the name. I'ma find a way.
Talk about a good motivation song. If you feel in a type of way, y'all gonna play this one for real, for real. I like that record.
I'm gonna find a way.
Yeah, that's it. So, who produced that record?
I did.
See, now look, you know what? I'm sick of it.
Oh my goodness.
Now you see the pattern here? Because all of these records hit, man. Yeah, they hit.
You know what it is?
If y'all feeling the type of way, go ahead.
No, when I was younger, a lot of my friends growing up, they used to laugh and make fun of me because I always used to write like lovey-dovey songs and motivational songs. And I said, okay, one day, these are going to be the songs that's able to be played on the radio while y'all doing that You know, back then
people
it was
need
some hard,
those kind of
some
songs
hard.
Right now.
Yeah. So, but at the same time, the beats, I don't know. I just, you know, I can't explain it. It's not like
your
I didn't
beats,
go to school
man,
for
I'm
it
telling
or
you,
that, just,
yeah, them beats is hard. Like, I believe
I'm born
that a
and
good
this is
beat
what
is, yeah, man, a beat, a great production is the foundation for any record. I know cats that can't sing or rap, but on the right beat, they'll make you believe they can. So,
yeah, you're right.
I mean, you smashing these beats, that's crazy. Talk about a blessing. That's a gift, man. Tell me a little bit about how you ended up with that guy on there, and tell me a little bit about him.
He's from South, like the Valley in Texas, like 6 or 7 hours south. I've never met him in person. We linked up online, so he was my friend on Facebook, and he's a fan of my music. So I started listening to some of the stuff he was sending me, and I like his style a lot. Like, he's different. You can't help it when he comes on, even if it's outside, I'm going to get
out. Yeah.
He's jamming. So I sent him the beat with my hook and my verses, and he liked it, and he sent me the vocals, and we did it like that. But, yeah, I like – you should hear some of his other stuff. He's jamming. I'll actually
I'll
send you
look
some
into
of his
him.
Stuff. He's
yeah,
jamming.
I was going to say, please do. We might have to get him on the show because I like that combination with the two of you guys. That's what's up. And then you got another one with – I think it's RX.
RX.
Yeah, I think that's – Is that do you got a song with the name RX?
No.
Okay. I want to make sure maybe that's not okay. All right. So we got another record though we're gonna get on by you, and we're gonna talk about this one a little bit after. So I want you guys to stick around, and we're gonna get on Pole. We're gonna get on that record. I want you to tell us a little bit about that as well.
You're talking about Expo.
Okay.
Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, because it's got an R in the front, RX. Okay. I don't know. Maybe that was just a typo situation.
It might be a typo.
Okay. Well, we finna get it on. We finna vibe out to it, and I want you guys to check this one out as well and enjoy the ride. And I want to thank you all for taking the ride with us today. So don't go nowhere. We're going to get this one on, and then we're going to talk about it a little bit after we spin it, all right? So check it out.
Hola, amor. Es para decirte que te quiero mucho y quiero que lo nuestro sea real, real.
Yeah. Right.
Me and Shani, let me talk to you for a moment. And I ain't what you're thinking it is.
But sack to the bay. All the way to the UK.
I got this feeling that you're into me. It's something about the chemistry. Cause physically and mentally, the sex appeal is killing me. My entity, a mystery. Oblip you out your misery. And spiritually, I help you replace the negative energy. I got the remedy for all your injuries. It's in the air to let me be your antihistamine. Cause you're sharper than the guillotine. Submit to me and you'll be leaning for it like it's nicotine.
Give it everything you want. I give it to you, just call and we can get it on.
Commitment, that'll be sufficient if you try to be consistent,
right.
Paint a perfect picture, I saw it was all scripted. We could run the race as long as we gone finish. Keep the flame blazing, promise it won't diminish. I'm persistent when I'm chasing, be honest, I'm gone get it. Game amazing, mama, you're so gifted. We can set aside the business and bottle the old feeling.
Give it everything you want, I give it to you, just call and we can get it out.
I get
man. You see these bad motherfuckers here tonight, man? Look, she thick, she thick, she thick. Got thick and tall, thick and black, thick and light. Fuck around, eat a booty like grocery tonight. Look at, I'm going home with glit on my face. How much money I spent for like that? Damn, I don't pay some rent, a car note, bought some school clothes.
Baby, everything you want.
Can't
I give it to you, just call and we can get it on.
That bitch was thinking.
Baby, if it's what you want,
I can't give it like to you.
Go and get the triple ball.
All righty, so tell us a little bit about that record, man. Where that one come from?
Man, that was just something that I created, and you know, I had my verses, and my Jamaican homeboy came down from Austin, and we was just hanging out and I going through some music, and I put that on, and he started singing that, and I was like, man, we need to record that. So we recorded that, and that's how the part with my comedian friend at the end. He's a comedian, so he came
okay,
over.
Okay, that's
like,
dope.
Let me put that.
That
on
was
the
a
end,
dope
so.
Concept, though. The way you did that, I like that.
Yeah, so it was like, I can't go home like this. He said, I'm going home with glitter on my face. So.
That's dope, though. I love it, man. It takes me back to like when Cat Williams was doing the little monologues on the record for like Lil Kim and different ones. Yeah, man, take it back, man. Oh
yeah,
man,
people,
we have such a great
people
era.
Don't do that anymore.
Music. Yeah, you heard me
That's
when I said, man, we
art.
Have such a dope era.
Yeah.
Yes, like you said, everybody want to do everything on their record. Get somebody else to sing. Get somebody else to talk at the exit or the intro. It don't gotta all be you know. So I like the elements of it all, the layering. That's what's up. That's taking it back to the basics, and we need that. We need the separation, all of the other stuff. You can do them all, that's great. As far as you can rap, you can sing, you do a little comedy, and you want to do it all on your record, but sometimes it's okay to reach out, like you said earlier in the show, reach out to the R&B singer. The camaraderie of it all is a beautiful thing at the end of the day. It's double exposure. Mm-hmm. Y'all both tapping into each other's fan base. See, they don't even think that far ahead. It's all about me, me, me. I want to do it all. But guess what? You already got your fan base. But if you add XYZ, now you just tapped into his or hers. You know, so
exactly.
Hey, that's just my way of thinking.
Exactly. And you know what else? The local market is pretty much oversaturated. I really try to reach overseas and stuff like that, because where you're more rare, you're more valuable. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, to me, absolutely.
So where something
go ahead.
And where people don't realize is African American swag is the most swag. We're the most swagger jacked culture on the planet, and we don't get any credit for our stuff. Like hip hop.
Oh, major cultural appropriation. Yes. Yes.
Exactly. So if you go to, like, I did a show in Canada last January and it was rocking. I got fans out there now. So, but they love African American swag wherever you go. More than anything American, that's what they love everywhere.
Yes.
So if you go there, man, it's more money.
It is the most,
I
say this to
rappers.
People all the time. Our culture is the most universal culture on the planet, and we need to embrace that.
Exactly.
And what you said is definitely law, in my opinion. When you said your own market, your local market, or your region, that's going to be oversaturated. Like, a lot of people, I kick back and I watch. Now you got in Sacramento, now everybody got an internet radio show. Everybody in this. But then if you pay attention, okay, shout out to all of them. Do your thing. I've been doing this for, 10 years now, going on 11 years. So I salute everybody that's doing this thing. I'm not nobody. But then from an artist perspective, if you sit back and watch and you pay attention, every one of those outlets is interviewing the same 10 artists, right? And you all in the same place. Everybody, you got the same 10 artists, so y'all got the same audience. Y'all networking with the same people on my timeline. Me personally, I don't see the productivity in that. And if you notice,
right.
That's why what I do is every week when I have an artist, you see where I'm tapped in here, I'm tapped in there. Why? Because those people, they need to be introduced to my audience this way. I don't need to introduce 50 cats that's in Sacramento rapping because you got 10 other outlets doing it every day of the week. And they all know
right.
each other because they all networking on the same timeline. Do they all support each other? Not really. But it's repetitive.
That's another
so,
thing. That's another thing. We don't support each other enough. Like I was looking at this thing online where Apple Music and Amazon, they pay out a certain amount. But Tidal Music pays out the most, and that's black owned, and nobody supports that. You know what I mean? So it's like we
no,
gotta
because
start.
It's competition. It's everybody want to be. Well, before I support her or him, I'll just start my own. And to me, that is crazy. Because one thing I learned though in the process is this is true. This is something. It's a hard lesson, but. Your most support is never going to come from the people who you come up with or that you support or that you think will support you. It's going to all come from an outside source. It's just going to be
strangers.
Yeah, it's going to be that. Like, I flourished the best, and the reason why I was able to be successful and even get a great job in Sacramento in radio broadcast is because I left and I worked primarily in Los Angeles. That's my real bread and meat, and that's put me on. That's where I made the best relationship, and once I got that support, and it took me to another level, then you had the people where I'm from and been raised all my life, even though I'm from down south, but I was raised in Sacramento. Then they come along, but at that point, it's kind of like, you know,
yeah.
And then
that's another reason. That's another reason I left SAC, because musically in SAC, don't get me wrong, I'm happy where I grew up because I learned the lyrical aspect of writing raps, because, you know, when we grew up, we used to smoke and freestyle. That's all we did when we were kids. We used to smoke and freestyle and write raps and record on karaoke machines. That's all we did, and save up our money to go get studio time. So.
Yeah,
but to make it in SAC, it's hard. It's hard. I had to leave and come to Houston to even, you know, where, like I said, where you're different. You know, I was different when I first got here. I was from Cali. I was all Cali when I got here. So,
right.
You know, I was my R's. I was pronouncing my R. You know, I was Cali. So I was different down here. So it was new. It was fresh. So it was easy for me to network and do stuff like that. But, nowadays, you know,
it's just weird. It's weird. I'll never understand it. And I can't even just say only SAC, because when you meet other people from other places, they say, well, it's like that where I'm from. And then I think, okay, but not really, because my family is primarily in Florida and Georgia. Okay. They support each other. Why you think Atlanta does so well? Why do you think Miami does so well? Why do you think I'm going to take it even to the Bay. Why they do so well? Because even if they funk, feud, and pull out, they will support each other musically. They're going to do features together. They're going to do all of that because they think about the collective win. And then they might funk behind closed doors. We might even hear about them funking publicly after the fact. But they will advocate for each other. They'll go on tour together. I don't know what it is about Sacramento, but that is, we have some of the dopest artists in Sacramento, and it is so competitive. Like right now, you got this thing where it's a mindset. Can't nobody win but Mazi. Get up out of here with that. It's rappers. Mazi is dope. Don't get me wrong, but he ain't the only dope artist out of Sac. It's like Sacramento got the mindset. It can only be one at a time. I don't know what that's about. And back in the AWOL days, it was just SIBO. It can only be SIBO. In SIBO,
you know that's right.
Am I lying? And you know, and it's sad. Now just think about the math on that.
Right.
So, you know, and mind you, SIBO was not people.
It was the SIBO camp.
Yeah.
It was just Seaboe and his point. Camp, Marvelous. Lunacy.
That was thank you. And that is not the way to be, because then we get mad and look at other cities and think, well, so and so they, and we got hitters in SAC, and then you got people from SAC that got to claim the Bay to get on. Mozzie started winning because he claimed the Bay in the beginning of his career, right? And once he linked up with 50 Rich, it took off. And then they fell out, of course. And then once they fell out, Mozzie don't even really mess with SAC like that. He in Los Angeles, I know this for a fact. I see him regularly wiggling, you know, out that way. And I know that that's where he resides. And salute to him. I get it. He still bangs SAC and all his music. And, you know, it can keep up a little bit of controversy on this end for those that don't realize at this point it's just music. And really kind of like still live through that and keep that energy going. But that's a whole nother topic. But I salute him because on the low, I wish he wouldn't talk so much about like the dissing of other neighborhoods, because sometimes my neighborhood gets dissed in that. So then it makes it to where I got to be like, I'm cool on that record. And it's unfortunate because I think that dude is kind of dope. Like in one record I caught myself, I was like, oh, this could end up being one of my favorite songs. And it's a new record he got, and it's called Boys the Men. And then he said in the record, it's Forever F Stars. Well, that's my neighborhood. So now that's scrap. So if we get out of that mindset of it all, you know, I don't know. It's just weird with Sacramento. Like I said, it's just, it's a lot of, and the moral of the story with that, why I'm missing him, is because it's back to that division. You see what I'm saying? If you stay in that neighborhood and that neighborhood where you come in the record, then that's going to make it to where certain neighborhoods in your area ain't gonna really support you, and not just singling him out. That was just an example, because if I had to be honest, lyrically, the dude, and I know some, I'm gonna get some flack for this, he probably one of my top 10 right now, because he go hard. But I can get other people look at it like, and staff will look at it like, well, I can mess with him because of the politics of it all. And if we get out of that mindset, and the artist, you got to have some responsibility and accountability. You can't just be saying F neighborhoods where you from because you want to. I feel like that messes up our united front. You know, if that was your case coming up and when you was out there and when you first started rapping, I get that. But now you kind of Hollywood. You can comfortably let that go. And we can switch it up a little bit. You don't really have to go there with that particular content anymore. Now we can, you dope as hell. Now we can not so much as this neighborhood's where you from, and just kind of get into the mindset of, I got bars, rap, do what you do. And then that way everybody in the city can support each other. But it's hard to support one another on these records if y'all are dissing each other, is the moral of the story. And you don't see a lot of, let me, I'm gonna take it off of him. That way people don't think it's personal. Because like I said, he's probably one of my top 10 favorites lyrically out right now, period, hands down. Okay, so I'm going to take it to the Bay. Now, I don't hear somebody like, we'll use this because this is safe. One of my favorite all-time rappers from the Bay is Be Legit the Savage. Be Legit, that's my guy, period. That's my guy, period.
Don't even get me started on
Museum, I still listen to that. Day to this day,
classic.
I still listen to the Hemp Museum. Okay, thank you. Now,
classic.
Even current Be Legit music, do you hear him saying F Richmond, F Oakland, F 71st Street? F, you don't
Man,
hear
I
that,
can't
right?
I believe you said Bela.
Okay,
that boy,
that's everybody.
Got one of the most unique voices in hip hop.
The cadence, that's my. One of my top 10 favorites, hands down, period, the end. Everybody that know me know I absolutely love Be Legit. He's actually one of my favorite people that I've ever interviewed because he is so real and he's so transparent, and lyrically and his cadence is just so, it's so laid back. It's like when he rapping, it's like the whole
marble on the floors with the French wood doors.
If you
Bela.
Can describe his voice, as far as rapping, I would say just dapper. It's like a dapper sound. Like when you, if you listening to him without, you just close your eyes, it's like whoever this dude is, he's dapper as hell. So just the laid back.
The click.
Yes. But you don't hear.
He was the only hard hitter in the click other than E-40 to me personally. Bela.
And if I had to,
he
put
could
him
hold
to,
his own as a
if
solo.
Okay, you already get where I'm going with it. He is the hardest. I'm going to just put it out there. This will probably be a no-brainer because he's one of my top I ain't gonna even say 10. He's one of my top three. Okay, he is one of the hardest rappers to ever come out of a period. Just off the West Coast. To me, him and Nuck is in that same. It just, but even though it's two totally different styles, Be Legit is one of the slept on most underrated artists. Period. Richie Rich, bomb too. Bomb too. But Be Legit
is it Get Rich? What was that album? Seasoned Veteran.
Yes, and when you look at those type of cats and you know, I know they'll say, well, it's not just in the time warp, but that's about that united front that we were speaking on. And those rappers all got classic hits that went, that did numbers together. Richie Rich's, the Be Legit's, the E-40s, the Too Short. It's that got classics together. Why? Because you don't hear them dissing each other's hoods in the sections and where they from. You know, that's what I mean about, I just wish we would see less of that with this Sacramento region, because I feel like that's one of the things that also has always made it only one room for one winner in the rap game at a time, one click at a time, is because if you, in order to support that one click that you're rocking with at the time, that means you have to isolate about 10 others, because more than likely they funking with that click or have funk with that click, and so they dissing them in all their records. So it's going to be kind of hard for you to say, I rock with XYZ, and I also rock with XYZ, because 9 times out of 10, and it's a mindset, it's a box that Sacramento got to get out of. They probably dissing each other in the raps. So you it kind of puts the fans in a weird position. And like I said, it's too many dope artists in Sac right now, in past and present, that don't get a chance to shine because we got that real bad mindset of it's only room for one group of people, one section from Sacramento, one label, whatever it is, to shine, or one artist at a time. And that shouldn't be the case. It shouldn't be the case, because everybody that I know of right now that's out of Sac, they got to go elsewhere to actually see the results, the fruits of their labor. And I just wish we could change that, because when you look at the greats that we named, that ain't how they won at all. Cats, like they go down in history together.
Yeah, they shouldn't have to leave home to get on. Like, home should be where they get on. You know what I mean? And then the world follows, but it's not like that. And
it's not
There's actually something I want to talk to you about that we should probably talk to off of the show. But I got an idea about something that I think – I always wanted to bring something back to Sac, but Sac, man, it like you said, it's so difficult with that. But I think this might help. So if you're
let's
up to listening,
let's
I like to talk
yeah,
to you
yeah,
about
yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about after yeah, let's talk about that off the air. And we could definitely, I'm with it. If it'll make it to where we could, if I think I know what you might be trying to do, and if you can make that happen, I'm with it. That's always been my goal, even when I started doing my platforms, and then I stopped doing indie spotlights for some years, just because I obtained success on the commercial end of broadcasting and television production, and that's really my eat is with that. So with my indie platforms, that's me giving back. That don't benefit me. That's to benefit the artist. I work commercial platforms that feed me. So anything that I do indie related, it's for the love and the exposure. So, and if I can help in any way with that, I'm here for it. And like I said, we need to respect those that are doing that more as well. Everybody want to be on the level of Jay-Z, but then don't nobody want to start out like Jay-Z had to start out, you know? So you got to crawl before you walk. Yeah, you know, so it is what it is, man. We went over our time, and I love it, because whenever we go over the time, me and a guest, that means that it was a good show. So
yes,
I want you to tell everybody how they could find your music and how they could find you on your social media platforms. Go ahead and let everybody know about that.
All right. Well, as bad as this sounds, I haven't been on Instagram long, but that's the best place to catch up with me and everything that's going on. So it's at Jason's Lyric 713, the number 713. And it's just like it sounds, no punctuation or anything. I got a the I Got Hustle single is out now today, actually, so you can get it on all major platforms, and then we'll just keep a constant stream of music coming out from here on out. All updates and everything. My website will be up tomorrow, so you guys can get all updates and everything there. Appreciate you listening and having me on the show.
Man, and I appreciate you being on the show. And we're going to do it again soon. Whenever you have something you want to drop, just you already got all my information. And I'm looking forward to that new single with you and Devin the Dude. I'm going to definitely be checking my mail for that hot mail to stop by. And once again, we thank you for taking the time out to bless us. And we're going to do it again real soon, you guys. There he was, man. He had Jason's lyric in the bin, or what I like to refer to him as lyric. I might just start referring to him as the undercover producer of the year, man. And I don't know. I mean, come on, man. You're putting out these beats like no other, man. I swear. I'm excited, though, that I was able to premiere these joints. So that's what's up. It's always a pleasure. And make sure you guys go get you in the legendary now. You won't be disappointed. I promise you won't. Yes, most definitely. But until next time, I do want to say my condolences and prayers go out to the family of Michaela Brent from North Sacramento, who lost her life 9 years old this past weekend in a drive-by shooting. You guys got to do better as a culture. We had 2 fatalities over the weekend. Both of them were children. I only got the information for Michaela, but all of those things will be up on my website. As you all know, we do news highlights on Mondays and Fridays, so make sure you check out the news highlights, and you'll have more details on that. And just keep her family up in prayers. It's such a tragic event. And you guys, we got to do better. We fighting whole other battles. We fighting police killing us out here. We fighting a pandemic. The last thing in the world we need is for black-on-black crime, especially when we accidentally kill an innocent 9-year-old little girl. Heart goes out to our family once again at this time, and we got to do better, man. Until next time, you guys, though, I want to tell you, like I always do, reach back to those that are coming up behind you and pay homage to those who did it before you. I promise you, you'll feel good about yourself, and it's free to do it. Until next time, man, peace, one love, may God bless your hustle, and I think that's pretty much it for us. We out of here. You want to shout out anybody, Lyric?
Oh, just God for allowing me to be here.
That's what's up, man. Y'all stay safe out there, man, and you enjoy your vacation coming up. All right, y'all, I'm out of here, man. Thank you guys for listening. Peace.
You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View. First Lady Point of View.
You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View. First Lady Point of View.
Culture, music, news, reviews. You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View.
You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View. It's the First Lady Point of View.
Tapped in, yeah, we always on time. First Lady Felicia K on the line. Wanna know what's poppin'? Tap in for the scoop. On all the hot topics. The latest fashion, new music reviews. The hottest artists and exclusive interviews. You came to the right spot. First Lady on deck, keep it locked.
Keep it locked, keep it locked. You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View. First Lady Point of View.
You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View. First Lady Point of View.
Culture, music, news, reviews. You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View.
You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View.
It's the First Lady Point of View.